Thanksgiving, of course, one of the next things on the calendar, and there is a worship and meal available at Our Savior's Lutheran Church on Thanksgiving Day, and we're sitting down to talk about it with Pastor Ted Carnahan. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kempson.
So tell me about this tradition that is longstanding, from what I understand.
Yeah, Our Savior's has been doing this a lot longer than I've been around, probably, I think, getting on near 30 years. It's been a tradition in our community to celebrate the gifts that God has given us as we're wrapping up harvest. And so Thanksgiving morning, we get together for worship at Our Savior's at 10:30 in the morning. The whole community is invited to join us as we praise God for the gifts we've been given. And then we serve a meal to the community at 11:30 until 1:30, where it's a free meal for anybody who would like to come and share in a Thanksgiving meal with us. We'll have turkey and all the sides and trimmings and even a little dessert too.
Well, what can people expect from that message in particular?
Well, I think we're going to be lifting up the same themes that we usually do. I mean, you know, it's in Thanksgiving, we're going to be talking about gratitude. We're going to be talking about the close of the church year. You know, in the liturgical churches, we start a new church year with the beginning of Advent, which is coming up in not long here, a week from Sunday. And as we get into this new season, you know, we're thinking about the ways that God has blessed us in the past, and the gifts that God has given, and the ways that God continues to bless us today in His Son Jesus.
Makes sense and ties into the season, but also kind of having somewhere to go. Is that part of it too?
Absolutely. We know that not everybody has family nearby that they can share a Thanksgiving meal with, and that's a big part of the tradition. You know, sitting down with family. Not everybody even has the ability or the means to put on a big Thanksgiving meal. And so this meal is also especially for people in that situation too, where, you know, come and join us. Don't spend Thanksgiving by yourself. In fact, if you can't make it in and you don't want to make it in, you can even call the church and let us know, and we will drop off a meal for you.
What's the contact info for that?
So all you have to do is you can either contact us through our website, which is oursaviorsjackson.com, or you can call us on the phone and leave a message for us. It's 507-847-2856.
And so you can also go straight to Our Savior's Lutheran Church, of course, but like you said, like if you're looking to kind of do a to-go situation, then that's some of the places that you can go there. And what's a good place that maybe, well, some of those places are good places to even find out more or maybe get connected with Our Savior's in particular?
Yeah, our website's a great resource for that. We post all the things that are going on in our church there. We have a calendar of events and special events that are coming up there. We also post sermons and other resources, bulletins from the week and other pieces of news. So we keep that really up to date. It's a good place to find out about Our Savior's and some of the events and ministries that we're offering.
And as this is part of the holiday season, and also you get into, like you're saying, the Advent season or the Christmas season and stuff like that, how some a lot of people would think of that, you know, how important is that part of the job, I guess, you know, having the door open and just making sure somebody has somewhere to go?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big part of what we're doing is, you know, a lot of people call Our Savior's home, but it's an opportunity, especially as we're thinking about Advent, we're thinking about that theme of Advent that Jesus is coming to be with us. We have that opportunity in the Christmas season to get together to celebrate that, to get ready for Christmas, where Jesus comes to us and is born in a manger in humble circumstances for us. Because, you know, ultimately in Christianity, the direction of the arrow is not up. It's not us pointing towards God like we're going to achieve something for God. Ultimately, it's about that arrow is pointing down. God comes to us. So this is a time of year that, you know, and people love this. There's a lot of tradition with this. We're going to decorate the church soon. All the beautiful things that come along with Christmas. It's one of the times of the year that's most festive for us. And the reason for it is because we're celebrating something that's really central to who we are as Christians. We're celebrating that Jesus is God with us.
And people talk about the magic of the season all the time. And I think, you know, that's what it is, really, is kind of what it traces back to for sure. And but yeah, there's just an undeniable, you know, twinkle about it, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah, it's a great time to get connected and to get reconnected, to have, you know, opportunity to share in the excitement and the preparation as we get ready for Christmas. You know, it's great to come to church on Christmas Eve. I encourage everybody to do that. But getting ready and being part of the anticipation as the services build each weekend, as we're getting, you know, as we're ramping up to Christmas. That's kind of part of the whole experience. And so, you know, I really encourage people to dive in early and experience that preparation time. That's what we mean when we say Advent. We're talking about that time of preparation in the weeks that are leading up to Christmas.
And the regular services at 9 a.m., you can hear them here on KKOJ Radio as well, here with Our Savior's Lutheran Church. And one more time, let's go through the most important details about Thanksgiving Day in particular.
Yeah, so be sure to join us for our Thanksgiving community service. It'll be Thursday, November the 27th, 10:30 a.m. for the community service. And then plan on staying for our Thanksgiving meal. It's from 11:30 to 1:30. And you can find out more by visiting our website, oursaviorsjackson.com, or you can give us a call at 507-847-2856.
Thank you very much once again.
Thank you, Kempson.
That's Pastor Ted Carnahan of Our Savior's Lutheran Church telling us about Thanksgiving and more. We appreciate you out there for listening as well.